Gastman, who is 48, gives the impression that he's always late, claiming that he has an attention deficit disorder personality. If he weren't joking, it would make sense, considering his many roles. He specializes in head, neck, skin, and high-risk soft tissue cancers. As a plastic surgeon, he removes tumors and does follow-up reconstructions. He also co-directs the Melanoma and High-Risk Skin Cancer Program, and runs his own research lab. Rob, Alicia, and Katie often say that Gastman loves Katie like a daughter. I asked him about that. The question made him uncomfortable, and he paused a moment before answering, "I'm not a touchy-feely type person to begin with, whether it be my own family members or Katie," he said carefully, "but I feel very responsible to her. This is my life mission. With someone like her, who's so young, it's the pinnacle. This is what my training should be for." "Katie loves Dr. Gastman," Alicia said, "but she has an old man crush on Dr. Pape." Pape, who is 64, chairs the clinic's Dermatology and Plastic Surgery Institute. He acts as the suave counterpoint to Gastman, with his silvery gray hair and bon vivant manner. His years of work with face transplants also make him the voice of experience and wisdom on the clinic's face transplant team. Pape studied biomedical engineering before going to medical school. His training taught him to work from failure, anticipating potential problems and devising solutions. Pape told me he gravitated to plastic surgery because it's about function as much as form. "Everyone thinks that we're the cosmetic guys, the hairdressers of surgery, and we do facelifts and breast augmentations," he said. "But in plastic surgery and now face transplants, we're innovators, we're fix-it guys.